أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صلاة والسلام على من به الحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. As recent events in some European countries, especially in France, they insulted the Prophet of Islam, I would like to talk about the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And I would like to talk in viewpoint of Quran and Nahjul Balagha, what Quran says about the Prophet and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced his messenger and how Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam introduced the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There is no doubt that there are only two sources to know the Prophet. The first one is Quran, and the second one is Sirah, the narrations which reported from A'imma alayhim as-salam about the qualities of the Prophet, about the behavior of the Prophet, about the character of the Prophet. And people at the time of Rasulullah, they used to write about the life of the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different verses of Quran talking about his Prophet and how great is this Prophet which Allah himself introduced the Prophet. For example, in Surah Yasin, Allah mentioned that, state that Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said Yasin is the name of Rasulullah, Allahum salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Because continue this verse with another verse that innaka lamin al mursaleen. This kaf you refer to the Yasin. You are one of the mursaleen. And also in some verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention name of the Prophet next to his name, to name of Allah. For example, said Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet. Aminu billah wa bi rasulih. Have faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet. It means that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the level which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his iman and faith to Rasulullah consider equal to the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equal to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the name of Prophet and swear by the city which Prophet living in that city. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنتهل بهذا البلد. Swear by the city. The city itself is not important. As you are living in this city, so the city is holy. It is great in this level which verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the city. And sometimes in Quran, Allah the Almighty swear by the soul of the Prophet. لَأَمْرَكَ لَأَمْرَكَ It means that swear by yourself, by the Prophet. And for the greatness of the Prophet, is it sufficient that to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and all of the angels give salutation to the Prophet? إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ All of the angels of God with Allah, they do salawat to this Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa rajim. And in another verse of Quran, Allah said, O the Prophet, قل, say to people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ Obey me. So, فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ If you obey the Prophet, if you follow the Prophet, Allah will love you. Allah will love you. This shows that the greatness of the Prophet. And the mission of the Prophet is that to be the mercy for mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ You are the mercy for all of humanity. And also mentioned that بُعِثْتُ And also mentioned that إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ The qualities, the main quality of the Prophet of Islam, it is his akhlaq, his manner, his morality. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنِّي بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I appointed by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete akhlaq. To complete akhlaq of humanity. And said that لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ The another mission of the Rasulullah is that to brought out people from darkness of disbelieving, disbelievers to the light of belief in Islam, belief in God, belief in Islam, belief in Quran, in the Day of Judgment. And also the way which Rasulullah has mission to invite people to Islam is not fighting. It's not by force. Allah said, Ud'u ila sabil rabbik, invite people to the way of Allah بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمُوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ With the spiritual advices and with knowledge, with hikmah, invite people, not with actually with fighting with them. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam in one of the Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajam In one of the khutbah of Nahjul Balagha explained the manner and the behavior of the Prophet. He said, فَتَعَسَّبِ نَبِيِّكَ الْعَتِيَبِ الْأَتْهَرِ You should follow your pure Prophet. فَإِنَّ فِيهِ أُسْوَةٌ لِمَنْ تَعَسَّى Because his manner is the example of the follower, the one who want to follow the Prophet. وَأَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُتَعَسِّي بِنَبِيِّهِ The most beloved person in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who followed the Prophet. وَالْمُقْتَسَّ لِأَثَرِ And the one who follow and walk in his footsteps. Exactly, first we should know which is the manner of the Prophet, what is the seerah of the Prophet, and then go to this manner, go to this way. And walk in his footstep. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْكُلُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ And the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'min explained is the behavior and some moral of the Rasulullah. He said, Rasulullah used to eat on the ground وَيَجْلِسُ جَلْسَةَ الْعَبْدِ And he used to sit like a slave while he was prophet and he was khalifa. وَيَخْسِفُ بِيَّدِهِ نَعْلَى. He used to repair his shoes with his hand. وَيَرْقَعُ بِيَّدِهِ ثُوبَهُ. And fixed his closet with his hand. وَيَرْكَبُ الْحِمَارَ الْعَارِ وَيُرْدِفُ خَلْفَهُ. And Rasulullah, he would ride a unsaddled donkey. وَيُرْدِفُ خَلْفَهُ. And he would sit someone behind him. وَيَكُونُ السَّتْرُ عَلَى بَابِ بَيْتِهِ فَتَكُونُ فِيهِ التَّصَاوِيرُ. Sometime there was a curtain with some picture on this curtain. فَتَكُونُ فِيهِ التَّصَاوِيرُ. فَيَقُولُ يَا فُلَانَ. He said to one of his wives, غَيِّبِيهِ أَنِّي. Away out from my sight. فَإِنِّي إِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذَكَرْتُ الدُّنْيَا وَزَخَارِفَا. If I look at this curtain, I remember dunya and its property. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا بِقَلْبِهِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he removed from his heart love of this dunya. وَأَمَاتَ ذِكْرَهَا مِن نَفْسِهِ. And destroyed its remembrance from his mind. He hadn't liked dunya and anything to the dunya. He wasn't attached to dunya. فَتَأَسَّ مُتَأَسِّن بِنَبِيِّهِ فَاقْتَسَّ أَثَرَهِ. Therefore, everyone should follow the Prophet of Islam. وَاقْتَسَّ أَثَرَهِ. And walk in his footsteps. وَوَلَجَ مُولِجَهِ. And enter through his entrance. And then فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ جَعَلَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَمًا لِلسَّاعَةِ. اللهم صلى على محمد وآل محمد. As he was the last messenger of Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signed Muhammad for the day of judgment. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِالْجَنَّةِ. His work, his mission is to give glad tidings to the people for entrance to the Jannah, to the heaven. وَمُنْذِرًا بِالْعُقُوبَةِ. And he was the warner of punishment in the day of judgment. خَرَجَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا خَمِيسًا وَوَرَدَ الْآخِرَةِ سَلِيمًا. He left this world hungry. وَوَرَدَ الْآخِرَةِ سَلِيمًا. But he entered to the next world safe. لَمْ يَذَ حَجَرًا. He didn't build any house, any room for himself. And hatta mada lisabilih wa ajab da'i rabbi, until the last day he was living in this dunya. Fama a'azama minnatallah indana hina an'ama alayna bihi salafan nattabi'uh. How great is Allah's blessing is that he blessed us with the Prophet and order us to follow such a prophet. وَقَائِدًا and a leader نَتَعُ أَقَبَهُ. And order us to walk in his way. This is the qualities of our prophet. This is the picture and true image of the prophet. Unfortunately, these days, they destroyed this image. They gave the fake image of Islam. And they want to introduce the fake Islam to the society. This is our duty as a Muslim to offer the right picture of Islam to others, to non-Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us opportunity to know our Prophet and to do tabligh for Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the Age. اللهم احفظ مراجعنا وقائدنا. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأوانه. اللهم اغفر موتانا. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله منبع الحلم والجود والكرم. اللهم صل وسلم على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين، وصل على فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد، وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والقائد الحجة صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا الإمام المهدي حجة ابن الحسن بقية الله عليه آلاف التحية والصنا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونفس أمركم. In the beginning of this khutbah, I would like to offer my congratulation for the birth anniversary of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There is a beautiful hadith from Imam Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. He said that khislatan laysa fawqahuma shay. There are two qualities which you can never find any qualities above those qualities. The first one, al-iman billah. The first quality is to be mu'min, to have faith, to believe in Allah, believe in Rasulullah, believe in the Day of Judgment, in Quran. This is the best quality for everyone. And the second quality is naf'ul akhawan, benefit to the brothers, people, others, people, Muslimin, members of community. This is the second qualities which Imam mentioned after faith, after having faith, after iman billah. Actually, this is the importance of helping others in all of aspects, actually, and share your knowledge and share your actually everything which you have actually with the others, people, with your mu'mineen, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said innama al-mu'minuna ikhwah. They should consider other people, other mu'mineen, as their brother, and they help each other. This is the teaching of Imam alayhi salam, Imam Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The other congratulations for our children, our students are in Al-Hadi school. Alhamdulillah, by grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were successful to achieve the first place in Future City competition among 20 schools in Houston region. This is the great success for this school, and this is the very good news for all of parents, for teachers, for principal of the school, for all of the member of community. In behalf of all of you, I would like to thanks their efforts, students, and also principal and all of the teachers, all of the volunteers, they helped them. Alhamdulillah, for second year, they won this competition, and they are going to go to Washington for national final competition, and with your dua, they need your dua, because there are few Muslim schools in this country, and among the private school, public school, which their facilities, when we heard that school, the Muslim school, with law facility, actually, they achieved this success, this step, this is very good news for all of us, and this is the evidence of success for this school. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them opportunity to improve their knowledge in Islam and their knowledge in every aspect, inshallah, and they are actually our hope for future. The another good news is this of Malik Abdullah, King of Saudi Arabia. Actually, in Islam, it is not recommended to be happy when someone died. We are happy not for the death of the kings of the country, no. We are happy because of the riwayat from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam alayhi salam said, whoever come to me with the news of death of a king in Hijaz region, his name is Abdullah, I will give him a glad tiding of emergence of the reappearance of the Imam. We are happy for this one, not for that one. Say alo salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We consider this event as the signs of reappearance of the Imam of the age, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this day to hasten in reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. The another good news, an invitation letter issued from leader of Ummah to all of the youths in European countries and in North America, and invited them to study Islam from the main sources of Islam, and inviting them to read the main sources of Islam and understand Islam from this side, not from mass media, and not from the side which actually extremists presented Islam. Unfortunately, mass media, they started Islamophobia a few years ago. And understanding Islam and showing the true picture of Islam, this is the main concept of the invitation letter of the leader of Ummah. He said that, I would like to talk to you about Islam, particularly the image that is presented to you as Islam. And also, the leader makes some question. The first one is, why the old policy of spreading phobia has targeted Islam and Muslims? Ask youth in European countries and North America to ask this question from himself. And he said that, what concepts and values in Islam disturb the program of the superpower? We should ask ourselves, and the leader asked the youth of non-Muslim countries to ask themselves. And he said that, received knowledge of Islam from its primary and original sources. It is important. And increase your information about Islam through the Quran and the life of its great prophets. Because unfortunately, the extremist people, they presented another image of Islam. The prophet, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced him as the mercy for mankind, they make this a picture of Islam as the religion of terrorists, something like that. And in the another part of the letter of the leader mentioned that, I would like to ask you whether you have directly read the Quran of the Muslim or not. This is the question we can also ask ourselves. How much we know about Islam, and how we can improve our Islam, and what is the main sources of Islam? If leader invited non-Muslim youth to understand, to develop their knowledge, to obtain the true image of Islam, what is the main source of Islam, and who has duty to offer this main sources of Islam to them? If they want from tomorrow, for example, they want to read Islam from the main sources of Islam, how and where they can find the main sources of Islam, this is our duty. What is our duty regarding to this invitation? This is the time, this is the time to spread true message of Islam, to present the real picture and image of Islam. This is our duty as the Muslim believe in this, in such a countries. And how we can spread the message of Islam, how we can tell them about the true Islam, how we can define Islam from the extremists. Unfortunately, they have a big voice. And everybody around the, in all of the countries, all of the non-Muslim, they thought that this is the true Islam. And this is the message of Islam. And if they have power, so they will kill everybody. While the Prophet of Islam, he came for everybody, kafatan linnas, not only for Muslim. And the main message of the Prophet, improving akhlaq. This is our duty, we should think about it, and the community actually has a big duty to think about it and to weigh the true way and to find the true way to spread the message of Islam and offer the main sources of Islam to non-Muslim people. We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this opportunity to spread the message of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَمَا يَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُهُ بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ إِلَّا كَانُهُ بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Don't worry. All of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mocked by the people. All of the messengers. And in another verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Addressing the Prophet of Islam, we shall help you against those who mock you. And we believe in Quran, we believe in any verse and any letters of Quran. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will define Islam, and we should try to offer the true image of Islam. Allahumma ajjal waliyyaka al-faraj wal afiyata wal nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa awanih. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. اللهم احفظ ثورتنا. اللهم احفظ علماءنا وقائدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد ولم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Allah Jalla 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 Jalla